Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Lot.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you? How's doing? How's the family? How was your day?
Very well, man. Thank you so much. Family's good. Thank you for asking. Day has been fantastic. How has been your day?
My day in Zimbabwe. Beautiful. Wonderful. Full of blessings. Life is in its abundance. We praise the Lord for that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great to hear that indeed. Well, I'm glad that you are going to be with us this week. You know, at every 3:30 until Friday, we're going to be having this conversation, finding God's purpose in your corner. So if you're listening out there, the elder is going to be helping us to navigate. And you, on the other hand, can actually send us your comments as well as your questions to +27 734 703 520. And I actually do want to ask out there, if you actually ever feel like your work lacks meaning or purpose, or maybe it actually may be time to shift your perspective. Yes, wherever that you're working, you know, your career isn't just a means to a paycheck, as some may actually think. It's an opportunity to glorify God and serve others as well. And so we're going to be, finding out how to get to that purpose, and how to identify it and also fulfill it. And Elder Lot is already on the line to help us with that. Now, my elder, what exactly are we referring to when we speak of God's purpose?
Thank you. Good question. To understand it from the perspective that God is a pathway for each and every person. A pathway that we must follow, a pathway that leads us to a certain intended destination. And that pathway, if we follow it, it is for our good. It is for the glorification of God. It is for the edification of people around us. It is to bring satisfaction in our lives or personal lives. Now, if you look at the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, perhaps to give a scriptural basis for this kind of understanding. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." In other words, there is an end. There is a path to an end. That is God's purpose, is that we reach the end God intends us to reach. Briefly, that's my understanding of God's purpose.
And then how important is it to consult then, you know, with God when deciding on a career path? And I suppose this is not happening when one is already out of varsity.
Yes. The starting point is for you to appreciate that God is the storehouse. He has everything. If I would use modern language, I would say God is a phone that has data. And as we have phones that have no data, we then need to hotspot from God in order for us to be able to download messages that are supposed to get into our gadgets. What it means then is that God says, "I'm the owner of the universe." Whatever is on the land, be it career opportunities, be it institutions, whatever it is, he's the owner of all those things. If then you need to enjoy any of those career paths that are available within God, we have to connect with him so that he opens the window for you and you get what is yours. It then means without connecting to God, it's like you haven't punched the password for you to access the messages that are there in.
Yeah.
So it is critical for, especially our young people that are still looking for some jobs or some career path, to make sure they know the password. And that password is none other than knowing Jesus, him and him alone, and conversing with him through prayer, because prayer is... Thank you.
I just got it. You're saying and conversing with him through prayer, because prayer?
Because prayer is an intercourse between humanity and God.
Ah, I get you. That's the last part we lost.
It's a channel of talking to God. You relate with God through prayer. That's how we connect to God.
Is there a guarantee, though, that you will get this? Because I see that many people, either they feel that they're in their wrong careers, or maybe they're in their careers, but they just don't feel any purpose in it. It looks like it may all be theoretical after all.
Not really. I love it. Not really. It depends on your relationship with God. Number one, do you have a personal relationship with God to an extent that when he speaks, you can tell without an iota of doubt that is God? Because some people cannot tell whether God has spoken or not. And some people do not understand how they communicate with God at an individual level, because it's an individual thing. When I know that I speak to God in this manner and God answers to me in this manner, then whatever the career God allows me to engage in, I will be happy with it, because I know it's for a good cause. The problem with humanity is this. We hardly understand the mind of God. And some of the goodness of the thing the Lord takes us through are not present. The goodness are in the future. God can take you through a career path you think is so difficult, but it's there to strengthen your faith, to make you understand God in a different way, to understand him better, to respond to his love. And you seem to have challenges. Say, I think this career was not God given. But it's because we don't know the end promised to us in terms of Jeremiah chapter 29. So then the other thing is that contentment is not necessarily about being or finding everything as you expected. Contentment is to understand that I am in God, and whatever I go through, God is in control. If you look at the story of Cyrus and Peter when they were arrested in the book of Acts chapter 16, it tells those people were thoroughly beaten, but if you read down, it tells you that they slept like babies. In other words, they'd contend, even if we are in prison with Christ, we are okay. Now, from the conventional thinking, most of our careers, we know very well deep down our hearts that it is the connection that I had with XYZ. That's why I got this job. And knowing that Christ was a second citizen in this career path, when it then goes sour, you don't have that comfort, you don't have that peace in you. Because the regret thoughts comes into play to say, maybe it's because I had not consulted God, maybe XYZ. So how you then begin your career, it is important. When you know you began with God, they know whatever comes along the way, it is for your good. It is meant to achieve that intended end. That is critical, my brother.
Now, what would you say are some possible repercussions of going into a career without having heard from God or even his approval?
There are a number of repercussions. First and foremost, if that career is not given, your faith will be put to test in a negative way. That's the starting point. That's the first challenge. The second challenge is that if you know this career was not God given, definitely you not have the peace, the inner soul peace that you need for one to thrive, which is implications, multiple implications in terms of healthy psychology and ETC and ETC. The other repercussions are that such kind of jobs or career paths that are not God-given may lead you into problems spiritually. Because, look, you are just navigating a route where Christ is not. You are riding the waves where Christ is not there. You may sink as well from those kind of situations. But more importantly, it brings some kind of regrets in your mind to say, look, if only, it becomes an if only question. And that what on this one has multiple effects on you as a person. So those repercussions now will ultimately impact on your faith and your relationship with God.
Mm.
You might have a profession or a career that is highly paying, for instance, but doesn't help you to keep the law of God in terms of the day of worship. Definitely your faith is shaken, you know. Or you might have a career path, highly paying, but in terms of your conscience, your morals and virtue and values is at loggerheads, and you have a problem there. So let's avoid that at all costs and try to pursue careers that God intends us to pursue. I think that is critical, my brother.
You know, it's quite, I don't know, because, you know, people get into careers and they believe that, well, they prayed and they're in the right path, et cetera, et cetera. But before long, 5 years into it, they feel that they're burning out and that they are not in the right place. And, you know, all sorts of terrible, you know, feelings about that path. And yet they say they did pray and God spoke. Are you saying that it was not God's voice?
Perhaps it could be an issue of an attitude. Even if you have a job that is God-given or a career that is God-given, if your attitude is wrong, you'll never enjoy it.
I see.
You have burnout. You have problems there. The environment will be unconducive. Not because it's unconducive, but because your attitude in your heart is not there.
Yeah.
Remember, my brother, from a spiritual perspective, having God or walking with God does not mean equals to less problems in that road. You still find the Red Sea, even if God led them through that.
Yes.
You still go through Mara, even if God was leading through that road.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to go through the Philistine land, even if God is leading.
Mm.
When you have Christ, you are simply saying, even if this career, I am 100% certain, was given by God, there are challenges along it. I'll still pursue it. Remember what I said from the beginning. Having a career from God has four kind of purposes. Number one, to glorify God. Number two, to edify people around you. Number three, to have a living for yourself. Number four, to support God's work. So from that context, maybe, remember the Job story. He had to go through the painful experiences for us to understand who God is today.
Yeah.
So some of those hardships that we find along our way, it's not necessarily meant for our good, for the good of the people around us. Because we are vessels of God. Then people say, when XYZ was in this office, people were saved with love, with goodness thereof. But you might have not enjoyed the salary yourself there. But people enjoyed the services there. People, they saw God and they were saying, may God bless this person who is here for us. You know, so the hardship, yes, they are there. It does not mean God is out of it. He's still in it as long as it began with him.
Now, what would you say then is God's ultimate plan, you know, or purpose for our careers? What's the grand plan there?
The grand plan is for us to have a career that will help us grow spiritually. Is to have a career where we will be beacons of light to impact people positively around us within that working environment. God's grand plan is to ensure that ultimately, as we toil and labor, we have that content and satisfaction from the work environment. Because we get something for ourselves, our families, and as well, that will assist us to further the cause of God. We support God's work.
Yeah. And then before I let you go, I know we've got the whole week to actually discuss this subject. Does God have a singular plan for an individual's career? As in, can I be anything I want to be, or do I have to be what God specifically wants me to be, that is, career-wise?
God is God, is not a human being. That's the starting point. Jeremiah says, I have a path for you. I have an end. I have a destination for you. Mm. Doesn't say, I've got destinations. I have an expected end, not ends for you. However, God being God, he allows us to exercise freedom of choice and freedom of conscience, where we may make our own decision contrary to the word of God. Does it mean then God forsakes us? The answer is no. God's plan was that for Adam and Eve to stay and to live in the Garden of Eden without sinning, enjoy the life. But when they did not walk according to that plan, was that the end of God to support them? The answer is no. Mm-hmm. So what am I saying? God is a career path for you.
Yeah.
But where you decide otherwise, God does not cease to be your God. And make the best wine from the water which is dirty. Because he is God.
Yeah.
He respects our choices. So whatever choices that we have made contrary to God, if it's not a sinful career path, I have no doubt that God will come and intervene and shine in it and let his end be realized. It was not God's plan to have Judas betraying Christ for him to die, but Christ needed to die one way or the other. Does it glorify Judas? No. Does it make humanity achieve the ultimate end for Christ to die for us? Yes. So we have, first and foremost, a career path God given. In the event we don't follow it, let's truly believe in God that will be with us wherever we are.
Beautiful stuff there. Thank you so much. I think you've closed it beautifully there for this afternoon. And of course, we're going to be continuing with this very discussion tomorrow and looking at other angles and other issues that are there. And if you're out there listening and you're thinking of having any questions, please do send it to us and then we'll deal with it tomorrow. But for today, I want to thank you so much, Elder Lot.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Blessed day to all our listeners and our followers.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.